Chof Hei Cheshvan, Tuesday the 22nd of November, Shabbos Mode and Ovens and New Technological Innovations, Rabbi David Koenig.
Good morning. The topic, today's topic, the technological innovations and how they impact on Hilchas Shabbos is one which is very major, and we won't be able to finish. We won't be able to do justice to the topic within the framework of time we have. We'll do the best we can. The Torah was given 3,320 years ago, and the world has changed since then, and that's why the issues which the Gemara, the Rishonim talk about, have to be interpreted via today, our ovens, which was the topic I think that was written on the using ovens on Shabbos, refrigerators, all the electrical appliances. Okay. The Isurim of Shabbos, as opposed to Macholis Asuris, for instance, have an inherent difference between them. The Torah says you're not allowed to eat Nevela. So we know you're not allowed to eat Nevela. The Pu'ula that's Asur is eating, the object that's Asur is the Nevela. The Torah says you're not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur. So it's within a time framework, you're not allowed to eat. Hilchos Shabbos, the Torah Asurs for you to do the 39 Av Melachos. However, a person can do one of the 39 Av Melachos and he will not be over on Shabbos. The concept, in a nutshell, is called in the Gemara Meleches Machsheves Osra Torah. What you need is not only that, for instance, let's start right away with an example, the simplest way. One must not plow on Shabbos. Chayrish is the Av Melach of Shabbos. Chayrish, as we know, you take a plow and it softens the earth and turns it over. Afal Pikein, even so, the Gemara says that if a person takes a chair in the sand in soft earth, when he's going to schlep that chair, it will, and if he wouldn't have a plow, maybe he would use the chair to plow the earth. So is he plowing on Shabbos? He needs the chair for a different reason. He's schlepping the chair because he wants to have a chair somewhere else to sit. Let's say it's in an enclosed domain where there's no issue of carrying. Is he allowed to do it? So the Gemara says, yes. This is the concept of Einoi Miskaven. If we can clearly identify that you're doing it for a different purpose, it's allowed. This is the famous, this is the classic, it's called Geir Adam Kisa V'Safsal. Even if it's going to make a haritz, it's allowed on Shabbos. What is the reason? The reason is because he's not mechaven for the purpose of the melacha that the Torah asks. And therefore it's going to be allowed. The Gemara, however, says that you can't fool yourself. This heter was only said if, in fact, there's a possibility that the chair will not make a haritz, will not make that furrow. But if you're in a field, it's clear to you the chair is very heavy, it will do the exact same tayelis. What will happen is you'll have a plowed field, then it's going to be osur. You can't say, I'm not mechaven. I don't have kavana for it. Okay? This is, the concept of psikresha. I'm going to just fast forward a bit. The Olam sees that this question comes up in most of the technological innovations that we're dealing with today, where we have all of these electronic sensors and we have thermostats, because a person, I'm going to come back to explain the halacha, but I just want to just to give you the concept. When you're opening up the door of an oven, you said, has a timer, it also has a thermostat. So you can say, I won't be at the door of the oven because I want to take out the food, I want to put in some food in an oven that's mutter on Shabbos. However, the manufacturers of the oven, they manufactured it with a thermostat because it cooks and bakes in a more uniform fashion. So when you're opening up the door of the oven, they understand that it's changing the temperature, and therefore the thermostat is going to kick in. It's going to go over the line, and it's going to... So this is the Tavshin Ayin Beis Goyer Odom Kisa V'Safsal. This is the same concept. Just like over there, you're doing a different pool. As far as you understood, you are schlepping a chair. You're not interested in the farrow happening, in the harisha happening. Afal pikein. Even so, if it is a definite thing that it'll happen, it's going to be aser. Similarly, if you're doing pu'ulais, which you're doing for a different kavana, you want to take out the food, some of the food, let's say. But the fact is that the thermostat will kick in and it'll be melachas havara. That's l'chayr the same thing, and therefore that should not be allowed. Okay? The original case of thermostats that I'm aware of from the rabbinical, from the Chuvis, is the case of the refrigerator. That's the first one, which everybody discusses back and forth. Can you or can you not open a refrigerator on Shabbos? Today, I believe most place gemamater. Why? We just presented an excellent case for answering. Why is it mutter? Why should it be? Not everybody, why should it be? So here another concept has to take place. And that is that in Hilchis Shabbos, in order for the malacha to be osir, we have to consider it that it's a direct result of the act that you did. If it's, the halacha calls it groma. If we don't see it as a direct result, but rather something happens which creates a situation which will then cause the malacha to happen, that's mutter. In this case, most poskim are of the opinion, and I understand that I'm not an electrical engineer, my understanding is that in the modern day thermostats, when you open up the fridge, it will not be mashpia on the chemical that the thermostat is until at least a minute or so has passed. Oh, I'm getting some disagreement. I'm sorry. No, that's only in the... Now, we're going to get to it. There are top-of-the-line fridges where there's a sensor connected to the door. No, we're not up to there yet. Up to 10 years ago. No, he's right. This is the issue. That today's refrigerators, there's a big discussion because the Rabbanu say that this... What I'm going to be saying... Thank you very much. What I'm saying now, let's say up to 10 years ago. Well, you had a thermostat in the back of the fridge, and you opened up the door, and maybe some warm air came in, and therefore... It was mashpia, but it took enough time, and I'll prove it to you. Because nobody ever says that if you have a thermostat in a room in the winter, you can't open up the door and enter the room going in and out of the house. It's the same concept. Okay? No, there's no thermostat. Right. All right, that's very firm. Okay. They will not be... Very good. The reason for the in the room, everybody agrees that it's a groma and therefore it's mutter. In the refrigerator, the reason for the oisrim is because there's a new concept, and that's a concept called suffek psikration. What does that mean? That means the classical case is, let's say you're not allowed to capture on Shabbos. So if you want to capture a fly, it could be in a sederaisa, if you're the tayelis. So what happens if I want to close a small drawer in a desk? If there are flies there, I can't do it because I'm capturing those flies. Correct? Say, let's say I don't know if there are flies there. Hard for me to check. I'm lazy. I'm not interested in checking. Can I then close the door? I'm not closing the door because I want to capture the flies. I'm closing the drawer because it's bothering me from walking by. Can I do it? This concept is called suffek psikresha. I don't know if it's a psikresha. I'm not mechaven, but I don't know if it's going to happen. The taz is matir, the shulchan aruch rabbi, I believe, is asers. So here we have an argument on a case where I don't know if the action that I'm doing is causing a malacha to happen. It's called suffek psikresha, and we have a machlekes achrayim on this. There are those who would say that a refrigerator could be, okay, what happens? Slowly it gets warmer, and then the thermostat, the compressor goes on. What happens if the thermostat is exactly at the line where the first bang of hot air will cause it to go over the line and the compressor will go on? So there we don't have the heter of grumma, because it's happening right away. As opposed to the case of the room where you never put the thermostat of the heating next to the front door. This is going to make it crazy. You always move it to the center where it's there, so that it shouldn't jump because of a hashpah, which is not really changing the temperature in the whole room. So the room would be allowed. The refrigerator, there are those who ask her. And that's the reason. Because they say, you don't know where the thermostat is. It could be it's at the level of exactly that the first bang of hot air will change the, go over the line of the thermostat and have the compressor go on, and therefore it's also hot. I understand that some people are saying that because the new thermostats are more common, that because it's a hashpah, a chemical, and therefore it's always going to be a grumma. It always takes a minute or so until it's mashpia. I don't want to go into that. But that would be the issue. That's the old controversy about opening up a fridge when the compressor is off. Are you allowed to do it? Because maybe self-integration, maybe right now, it will cause the refrigerator to go on. That's the old child of refrigerators. Okay. I must say that even though lahalocha, a grumma is mutter, it has to be a grumma which the layman sees as a grumma. A grumma which is an artificial one, which a prophet, let's say for instance, we all know that every time you turn on electricity, and you make the current, you're taking away the resistance that was there before. So an electrical engineer would say, oh, isn't that a grumma? Isn't that not a pu'ula, which is that it happens very fast, but it's one thing which is mimashvi and something else, like the Gemara calls it kayach sheni. One thing on another one, so it's going to be mutter to turn on, there happens to be a certain Shainer Shabbos electrical engineer in Eretz Yisrael, who he says, oh, I have no problem, I'll do everything, and everything he has already, cars running around on Shabbos, and he says, look, I'm making it to a grumma. Because I have a plate, which the shooting of the electrons, and it's something which he understands, and I'm sure his colleagues understand, but we as laymen see, the Torah wasn't given to electrical engineers, we see it as the pu'ula happening directly, and therefore it's not allowed. He doesn't have, he says he's also a rav, so you know I can't say he doesn't have a rabbinical haskama, but he doesn't. And this is the reason, because the concept of grumma is one which we have to see. If we see something and it happens a while later, and we can clearly see that it's not a direct result, the example would be opening up a door where there's a thermostat in the room. So we see that the hashpah is removed. Open up the door, slowly cold air is going to come in, it's going to be several minutes, and then the thermostat is going to go on. We, with our non-professional eyes, see it as a grumma, that's mutter. But if somebody's going to do something which is going to sort of chemically, behind the scenes, be a grumma, but we don't see it as a grumma, that's why if you put on a switch and the light goes on, it's going to be Aser on Shabbos. That there might be some kind of relay inside which is causing it to rebound off the wall and the electrical impulses will go this way and that way, and then it goes on, that will not be mutter. It's difficult because he advertises a lot. So that's the difficulty.
The switch you want them to go on, but the door is open, comes to the ground.
That's a good chiluk. Not always is it true, because you do want the thermostat to go on. That's why you set it at that temperature. The concept, this is, the John raises a new concept of nichale or loy nichale. Do I have interest or don't I have interest in what my action is creating? And where it's loy nichale, where I, or loy ichbusle, the Gemara says, where I don't care, then it's more calm. That is the truth. But in this case, I don't think you're right. Why do you buy a refrigerator thermostat? That's the way the compressor works. You're not going to stand in the middle of the night and turn it on and off manually. You want it to be there. You see the difference? Right. But you want it, but if not, in 15 minutes you're going to get cold.
It's colder than the temperature.
Right, so, but...
But I want to take the cheese out of it,
right? Right, but you want, but you also want that the I'll agree with you. You don't want the thermostat to go on now, but in principle you want it to go on. Are you comfortable in calling that loy nichale? The Lashon of the Gemara is either loy nichale, which means I have no interest, or loy ichbasle, I don't care. You really do care, that's why you set up. Look, I'm aware of this svara. I'm not it's not. This isn't too close to call exactly. To call that a loy nichale. I'll tell you where there's a case of a loy nichale, which the rabbanim use. I probably have them here in England also. You go on the streets on Shabbos and lights are going on because of the motion sensors, and you really don't care. You hit the security of the general whose house you walk in front of is of no concern to you.
You need to avoid it then?
So, there I'm saying you would be right. We'll go in order. But I just, what? But that is a good case of loy michale. There, like I said, I knew we were going to end up talking shalei kisidron. There, you're 100% right, it's loy michale. Roiv poiskim allow it. The reason why others were hesitant is because, can I call something Einai Miskaven if it was set up for this to happen this way? Let's say the other way around. Let's say in my own house, I have a motion sensor which turns on the light on the front porch so that I can easily, as soon as I come there, I can find the keyhole. And that's something which I'm interested in. And I set it up for that purpose. Can I call it Einai Miskaven? No, I'm a Kaven. Even though you're right, I'm not touching the switch. I'm walking. But I set it up that my walking should turn on the light. Would you call that Einai Miskaven, or would you call that, this is a modern way of turning on a light? 100 years ago, they would rub, 1,000 years rub two sticks together to get fire, then they made matches, then electricity in, and you press the button. Now, this is the way you close the circuit. Are you comfortable calling that Einai Miskaven? That's Miskaven. That's the way it's done. However, I understand that Roy Poiskin today feel that if it's a place where you have no interest, a neighbor's, then they would allow it. If it's your own and you forgot and you left it on Shabbos, that's much harder to be matir. Because what are we going to say? No, because it's Shabbos, I'm not happy. There's a famous tshuva from the Chavos Yoyer, and it's clear he meant it only as a limud zchus. The Goyim made a gzeira that the Eden have to help build a bridge or so, some kind of a wall around the city, not in the, then in the Chavos Yoyer city or from a neighboring town, and they made them work even on Shabbos. And if not, they would be threatened with whatever, a prison or maybe those. I don't think it was life threatening, but it was close to it. So the Chavos Yoyer says, let them do it, but they're mechaven not for Melechus Boina, they're mechaven just that the goy shouldn't throw them into jail, shouldn't beat them up, shouldn't punish them. Do we accept that? The Chavos Yoyer was saying, this is the point. If this is Melechus Boina, you have an outside kavana to take it away from the melacha, that doesn't work. In the Chavos Yoyer's case, it was Karav Lepikuach Nefesh. Could be it was only in Isidra Rabbonim HaGam, because it is the Enshri Chalukufa, and that's what he writes in the Tshuva. But it's not, you can't use this as a way of life. You can't say, well, because it's Shabbos, so I'm not Mechavim that the light should go on, it's just going to go on by itself. Very hard to be. Okay. But my understanding is that if it's just motion sensors from which you have no interest, so most Poskim do allow it. Okay. Another point because the Gemara says Meleches Machsheves Asra Torah, so normally that's a kula. You have to have a kavana for the purpose of the melacha that the Torah asks it. For instance, the Gemara says you're not allowed to dig a hole. So Meleches Chayrish. If you're digging a hole, but the purpose is not for the hole, but the purpose is you need to take the earth, that's not going to be awesome with their ice on Shabbos, because you're doing it for a different purpose than the Torah gave. The Torah gave the purpose of Melechus Chayrish is to soften the earth as a hechsher preparation for Zriya, for sowing. Here, you just want to take the earth, not awesome with their ice. Why? Meleches machsheves asra Torah. The thought, the kavana, goes into the malacha. There are two cases that come to mind where the concept of meleches machsheves, the Rishayim and the Gemara, and the Rishayim say is a chumra. And that is, what happens in a case where the action that I'm doing doesn't really accomplish the malacha, but I have outside help. and I'm mechaven for the outside help. I'm aware that I'm going to do a certain action, and I'm aware that right now there'll be outside help which will cause the malacha to happen. In other isurim of the Torah, it could be it'll be mutter, and Shabbos is going to be asur. Why meleches machsheves asur Torah? The case of the Gemara is zoyre. You want to winnow, so you want to get rid of the chaff. So the way it was done is you took a pitchfork and you threw the grain up into the sky, and when there was a wind, blow away the lighter stuff, the heavy stuff would fall back down. The Gemara calls it zoyre v'ruach misayatoi. He's throwing up by itself. Doesn't help at all. If you throw up when this used to be, you do it after they would harvest, they would, oh, there's wind, they would come running out. Why? When there's no wind, it doesn't help. That is Osir on Shabbos. Why? Because Meleches Machsheves Osir Torah. Another case is a case of Choyresh, where you're doing it together with the animals. Choyresh Bishvorim. Here the Ramban says, I'm not doing. I wouldn't be able to. I wouldn't be able to move the plow. It's too heavy. But I rates on the oxen, the shvarim, and they start to move in their chayrish. So the Ramban, it's not only meleches mechamer, which is an issur b'malacha with a, it's chayrish mideraisa, because meleches machsheves asra tayra. But regular that it's meleches machsheves asra tayra, it's going to be asra. Why is this important? Because when you, today, a lot of the actions that we're doing, we felt like the case we said before, where you created a situation where it's ki'ilu a groma. However, the groma that you created has become industry standard. That's the way this malacha is done. Today, the way we do it is, by we set up a circuit, which therefore will cause the light to go on. It's become already done by everybody. So here, Rav Yosef says, here you always have to cheshbon out. You're right, you have outside help. But it's not better than chayrish v'shvarim that you're chayiv because of melechas chayrish. If you create a situation where a malacha will happen, and then it happens, it should be asur. And that would be the svara to asur example. Let's come back now to the fridges that you're talking about. When you open up a fridge, some of the new fridges, my understanding is, as soon as you open them, it's already registered in the small microchip or computer that it's open. Either it's light sensitive, or I think mostly they're touch sensitive, right? In the rubber gaskets. So it's aware, and it knows that it's open, LaMarshall. And if it opens up 5 or 10 times, it will automatically turn on the compressor. So there's not only the fact that in 5 or 10 times the compressor will go on, but right now it's already registered. Those are very difficult. Are very difficult to be matir, because there, right now, we're already having something happening, which what happens right now doesn't concern me, because maybe only it's registering that the next time I open it, it's going to go on the compressor. But we already have a malacha going on right now, and therefore it's hard. It's hard to be matir. We're running late. I want to talk about one more thing, and that's what? 9 o'clock, right? So, come on. One more thing I want to talk about, and that's the concept of electrical current, raising current. This is the shaila with hearing aids. The circuit is already there, just you're bringing more current. This is a very difficult one. We know that there's electrical current everywhere, right? We know that there's electrical current, there's static electricity when you put on a polyester shirt. That doesn't concern us. Right? Synthetic. That doesn't concern us. Does it concern us if you already have a circuit and you do an action which causes more electricity to run? Now, there's a simple case. Which people, if you walk in front of a fan on Shabbos, resistance that you're creating causes the motor to work a bit harder. Now, this is Badika Manusa. Is this usher? Yeah, it comes in. The general attitude of the Poskim is that if there's no clear, just like static electricity doesn't concern us, the fact that the current might be moving a bit quicker, more electrons moving through, doesn't concern us. As long as it's not a substantial difference, we will not therefore say, well, you can raise the level of the volume on a radio or a microphone. Where this electricity that's been raised doesn't cause a substantial difference, we allow it. This is the heter that one of the nekudas of the heter that many poskim allow, speaking to a balkar in a shul where there are some people with hearing aids. So there you are impacting on the zerem, and therefore it's a substantial difference, because we know that that's the difference between a loud voice and a low voice, and therefore it should not be allowed. But being that the person who is speaking to the tzibur at large, it would be considered an ein miskaven. I'm mechaven to the entire crowd. If he speaks directly, is it machlokes haposkim? It's a question. I don't know if in all, there's talk about that some hearing aids there isn't the hagboras. Look, we have here a problem, right? So what's the difference between a microphone? That's what Moshe Feinstein's tshuva. Right, Moshe Feinstein is the first one when he asks as a microphone. He speaks about hagboras there, but he says beferish, I'm not sure what it is, what malacha is it, because the circuit is already there. If there's a little battery, there's no, you're not connected to a power plant that is causing the turbines to move quicker. It's a difficult one.
Yeah, but it may need to talk to you. It doesn't cause.
My understanding is that it does. My understanding is that just like when you talk into a microphone.
It doesn't personally stronger or weaker.
So this would be the question. If, in fact, you're causing a substantial rise in electricity, it's going to be questionable. It's not unanimous. This is a big issue, which they're talking now about the new, there are new types of air conditioners, inverter air conditioners, where there's a constant change of electricity, of the amount of power. These are the new issues. And we'll just finish off with the ovens. The ovens, Rabbi Yashu says a svara, he says, when the pu'ula that you're doing is directly in the thing on which you're making the change, it's worse than if the pu'ula that you're doing is in something else. For instance, if I'm walking, and it happens to be that therefore an electron sensor over there will go on. Right? There, Rabbi Yashu says, it's more kal than if I am opening up the oven door, and in the oven, the thermostat will suddenly become more or less. That's how he says the chilek. We have to look at the pu'ula on what you're doing.
The pu'ula of opening, the opening action, is not discerned.
But it's going to cause the thing to go on.
That in itself is also the Chinese carbon. So it's not a mass discern I'm doing, opening the door.
Right, that's what we spoke about. We said that. We said that, Mr. Davishan. Yeah. We said that, but if it's a psikreish, it's going to be awesome. We start off with it. Of course, the Davishan is happening, but the question is if it's a psikreish, it's happening exactly now. It must happen, and that will be the Sephora to Aser. And I will tell you something, this year is already outdated, because every month things change and become new. So this year, hopefully, is true for Tavshinayim days.